SDGs, 10 Less Inequality. Great inequality destabilizes democracies and hampers our overall development. Economic growth alone is not enough. It must be fairly distributed to be sustainable. Actually, all people should have the same rights and opportunities, for example, access to education and healthcare, as well as social and economic participation. However, social inequalities happen in all countries and social classes. It reduces the functioning of democracies and social cohesion worldwide. Reducing inequality is thus one of the central tasks facing humanity in the future. Class, gender, sexual orientation, skin color, income, physical or mental impairment, ethnicity, and religion are the most common reasons for social inequalities. To prevent these inequalities, income growth is targeted for the poorest 40% of the population by 2030. The aim is to achieve general equality of opportunity for all people within and between countries, as well as responsible development aid on an equal footing. An important factor here is the abolition of discriminatory laws. If you were to increase the wealth of the bottom half to 1.5 or 2%, you would have achieved as much for the poor as you would have with 30 years of growth and without further exceeding planetary boundaries, said Thomas Pogge, professor of philosophy. An overview of the SDG 10 goals by 2030. By 2030, the income growth of the poorest 40% of the population should be above the national average. All people, regardless of age, gender, sexual orientation, disability, ethnicity, religion, origin, or social and economic status, should have equal opportunities. Discriminatory laws and policies should be abolished. Take measures such as poverty-oriented social policy and wage and fiscal policy that promotes equality. More say for developing countries in international financial and economic organizations. Orderly, safe, responsible, and legal migration and mobility. Inequality facts. Around 80% of people worldwide live without social security. Around 1% of the population owns a third of the world's wealth. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed much of the progress already made in reducing income inequality. Meanwhile, the wealth of all billionaires has increased enormously. What I can do. As a non-affected person, you have a different reality of life than people who are affected by discrimination and social injustice. To get a better understanding of social injustice, it can help to read up on the topic. Afterwards, one has the possibility to participate in discussions or to make the topic visible. Always keep an open mind and try to learn from other people. Try to put yourself in their shoes to better understand the people involved. Support politicians, NGOs, and leaders working for social justice. In order to achieve these goals more quickly, in addition to educational work, care can be taken to buy fairly produced products where the worker is fairly compensated.